Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Tuesday afternoon. I want to remind you this evening, we have the first ever head-to-head debate. Former President Donald Trump, current President Vice President Kamala Harris. It might very well be the only time that they meet. So I want to make sure you were paying close attention to it. We were chatting with Bill O'Reilly a little bit earlier, some of the things that he would like to see. Tomorrow, we'll get some insight on what happens. Congresswoman Elise Stefanik is going to be with us. And tomorrow, and I don't know if you've been paying attention, tomorrow is September the 11th. It is the 23rd anniversary of those horrific 9/11 attacks. And our good friend, Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard, will be with us because Carl was on the scene. You know, Carl was part of the Coast Guard, and they were deployed immediately to New York and Ground Zero. And Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent, same situation. He was brought in from the New York field office to work that Ground Zero situation. That'll be tomorrow. I have been fortunate throughout the years. I've been a very, very loyal reader and viewer of all the Newsmax products because I go back a long time with Newsmax as a magazine and as one of the most highly regarded television networks out there right now. You and I talk about what we see on Newsmax on a regular basis, and there are some big developments there. Chris Ruddy, who is the guy who founded Newsmax, put it all together, has grown it to a huge, huge stature, was with us a month or two ago, and they were talking about this IPO. Well, guess what? It's getting closer and closer, and he is joining us again to talk a little bit about perhaps how you and I could help out as Newsmax goes public. Chris, thanks for being here.
Well, Jeff, I'm honored when I heard that guest list. Bill O'Reilly, Elise Stefanik, the Pope, Chris Ruddy. I mean, it's a very impressive group.
You know, it's funny because O'Reilly said, really put in a good word with me with Ruddy, would you? So, I mean, you know, these are all good people.
And you told him, I said, who's Bill O'Reilly again?
I would say no such thing, sir. But yeah, we're fortunate.
We love Bill. Bill was amazing at Fox, and it's, you know, a shame Fox got rid of. They get rid of. He was the number one host in all of primetime and all of cable. They fired him. They had no explanation. And then Tucker Carlson was number one, and all of cable. They fired him. We still don't know why he was fired. But everybody's tuning into Newsmax, and that makes me happy and glad. But it does still not answer the question. But
no, there are definitely a lot of questions out there. But talk a little bit, brag a little bit about the success of Newsmax. Because I'm telling you, Chris, and you know I'm not blowing smoke because I've been a subscriber and what have you with Newsmax for decades. You guys really are dominating that news field now.
Yeah, we really, I mean, we're probably taking about 30% of Fox's audience when you add in Newsmax, the cable channel,
right?
Our streaming channel, the apps. It's pretty huge. You know, Nielsen said we're now the number four cable news channel, but we're very close to overtaking CNN.
Wow.
And Fox is no longer has this preeminent position. It's number one, but it's still not as big as it once was. And people are tuning in. President Trump says, look, he's tired of Fox. He says Fox opposes him. Mm-hmm. Then they have Sean Hannity and others that are pretty good. But a lot of the other people don't like him. And it comes through in these little subtle. And the polling, I mean, the Fox polling is usually way off. I mean, they usually have Harris ahead where they'll be promoting a poll. I was with the president, President Trump, a couple of weeks ago. It's like, why all day they're talking about the Marquette poll has mm-hmm. me down 6 points. But three other polls today have me up. Why don't they talk about the other polls?
Yeah.
You know, it is a little odd. But you know what? Newsmax, what I always tell people is go to Newsmax, look at us for an hour, watch Fox for an hour, see what you like. And people are doing that. The cable channel, we're booming. We're on every major cable system.
Mm-hmm.
So look up your system. If you don't do that, go to your app, and you can go to what we call NewsmaxPlus.com. Download the app on your home TV or your phone. And you get a free trial to start NewsmaxPlus.com. You can watch tonight. We have Rob Schmidt at 7.
Yep.
He's going to have Tulsi Gabbard on. He's going to have Carrie Lake on. We're going to have Dick Morris, who advises Trump, coming on.
Wow.
John McLaughlin, the very famous pollster. We're having people on that. Rick Santorum, J.D. Vance after the show, after the debate. So you got to tune into Newsmax tonight, and we'll cover it. We're going to have the debate live, the simulcast. You don't need to watch it on ABC. Watch it on Newsmax. So it's great, and we really appreciate you coming.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Going on from time to time.
Oh, listen, believe me when I tell you, the pleasure is mine. And something people need to remember, first of all, Chris Ruddy is here, the CEO of Newsmax. But what you have done, Chris, and I want you to speak to this a little bit, and then I want to get into this IPO thing and how people might be able to be part of it. But with Newsmax, you are not saying, oh, listen, we are a conservative outlet. We are a liberal outlet. I mean, you have always had, it's going to sound sort of silly, but you have had solid news, real journalists at the center of Newsmax.
Yeah, you know, that's always been, I come out of journalism. I was a reporter. I covered the Clinton White House. I've won awards in journalism. But you know what? At the end of the day, I always felt like, you know, I have a conservative perspective, and I should be honest with you about that in the public. I'm not a registered Republican, but truth in advertising, my sympathies are more with the Republicans than they are with the Democrats. Okay, I'll leave it at that.
Right.
And I like Donald Trump. I knew him when he was a Democrat. We first became friends. He was a very active Democrat. He liked me and Newsmax back then.
Yep.
I liked him. I didn't agree with all his positions back then. I certainly didn't like all his friends, like Nancy Pelosi back then, but that was 30 years ago. We've forgiven him that. He went through an exorcism. I'm a Catholic, and it was a serious exorcism, but only kidding. Only kidding. So, in any event, he has done tremendously well.
Yeah.
The head of Fox said that the point of Fox was to make Trump a non-person. He put that in an email. That, to me, my job as a journalist is to give the American people all the information. During the primary, we had DeSantis, we had even Chris Christie,
yes.
and Nikki Haley. Yeah. We have them all on Newsmax. We let you decide. We don't tell you what to think. Yeah. And you know what? I believe in the American people. I let them decide. And so that's why our ratings are zooming. That's why, and we decided, you mentioned the IPO. We thought, you know what, look at the success of President Trump's media company. It became worth billions of dollars,
right.
And it's done really well. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to have that success. I can't tell you we will. I do think it shows tremendous interest in the public markets for conservative media and support for media and groups right. that are going against the establishment narrative. And we've had great success. Our revenues are up over 300% in the past 4 years.
Wow.
We've gotten signed with every major cable system. We've got a cable licensee from every system.
Right.
Our web traffic, Newsmax.com, the
yep.
favorite website, is up 50% year. So we thought, well, why don't we partner with thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of Americans that wanted to go public? So we have filed last week with the SEC, and that could happen subject to their approval by the end of this year, early next year.
Okay.
But what's really great, Jeff, is we have this way that people can, if they want to buy early shares, they get a special discount of 25% on the IPO price when the shares go public, plus they get a 7% dividend. So we created this website, NewsmaxInvest.com. NewsmaxInvest.com. We've had over 45,000 people go to that site, sign up, say they want to invest. And, you know, they can even do it by credit card. It's amazing. It's been a tremendous result. NewsmaxInvest.com.
I love this. Chris Ruddy is joining us. Chris is the CEO of Newsmax, really created Newsmax and developed Newsmax throughout the year. So NewsmaxInvest.com. Somebody is sitting out here listening, Chris, as I am, thinking, well, I love the Newsmax product. I absolutely want to be part of it. What goes into it from your side to develop an IPO? Because it's just something I've never known. I've read about them, but I don't fully understand what goes into that.
Well, there's a lot that goes into it, actually. You first usually hire an investment bank, people that know how to raise money and do all the filings and handle all the stock. We have a wonderful group called Digital Offering that's been around for about 12 years. They've been amazing. And they said they have never seen a reaction like they've gotten online with us.
No surprise.
And then once you go public, the shares trade on the stock exchange, and we're filing and planning to go with the New York Stock Exchange if we're accepted there. We already have a stock symbol, so it's there's already a transfer agent for people's stock.
Wow.
It's sort of exciting, and we'll provide on if you go to newsmaxinvest.com. There's documents that show all of our revenues and filings and financials. So there's a lot of stuff people should read it, become familiar with their investment. Now, some people, there's a way of doing it online, but it's a little complicated. How do you upload documents? People have had problems.
Okay.
Just go to that Newsmax Invest Now button, and there's an option where you can actually have it emailed or mailed to you
Okay. For
printing out the subscription document. So we've had thousands of people do that as well. But it's been exciting. You know, some people don't like to be public as a company. I'm pretty public as a person, so I think it works for me.
Absolutely.
And I'm really glad that I have this buddy in Richmond named Jeff Katz. That's
Well, I am happy to share this, Chris. I am so happy for you. I think it's such a major step for Newsmax. It speaks to what you have built over the decades, the quality of the product across multiple platforms remains so high, so impeccable, and this is just the next natural step. Again, I'm happy for you. Congratulations on this. I'd love to get you back as we roll, you roll this out more and more and more until that day where you're standing. You get to ring the bell, don't you?
Well, I'd love to invite you, so remind me, Jeff, if you want to come up for the ring belling. You're welcome.
Love it. All right, it's a date, my friend. Chris, keep doing what you're doing. Give my best to everybody over there, just the best of the best. That is Chris Ruddy. He is the CEO of Newsmax, and when I tell you, Chris had a vision decades ago, and you heard what he said. He was a journalist. I mean, now, Chris was an actual journalist, but he also knew that he was a conservative. So he said, I've got to be honest with the people. I need people to understand who I am, but I'm going to do real journalism. And so Newsmax grew from there. And it's just, it's unparalleled, absolutely unparalleled. So thanks again, an old friend, Chris Ruddy, the CEO of Newsmax. It is 5:45, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.